Gary, morning. It's good to see you again in person.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
You know, one of the reasons I invited you back for Big Business in Southern Illinois was the last time you were on, the huge response that I received personally from the things that people learned about at the airport. I mean, all these people going, you're kidding me. And other people on social media, you should listen to this interview and them talking about what's going on at the airport.
No, that's really nice.
So what do you think it is? It's part of it is with you, there's, you know, it's over there, it's an airport, it's behind a fence, it's away from the road, so you're kind of out of sight, out of mind. But I think people think there's a strip of asphalt out there and a tower and a place to put planes and you're done. That's it. That's all there is. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it is. It's obviously, as you pointed out, we're hard to see. We're off the beaten path. We like it that way. But we are about 1,200 acres out in the middle of a cornfield that have a tremendous amount of activity going on that will surprise people when they come out and visit with us.
Well, it was interesting you said 1,200 because I found two figures. I found one that said 850 acres, and I found another one that was 265. And then I realized it all depends on which part of the airport you're talking about.
It probably does.
But I think the last time when you and I spoke, it was on the heels of a $26 million expansion project. What was entailed in that expansion? You had a big welcome party. The hangars were open for people to see it. I think a lot, because we did the interview before you had the event.
Yes.
And the people I spoke to went, they were stunned.
Yeah, it was great. We had a wonderful time, and we were able to celebrate all the achievements over the last 3 or 4 years. Among those would be investment by a Chicago company in a large solar farm at the field. We also had a large expansion by IESO, the marijuana cultivating facility on the field that has over 100 employees at that location. And then we attracted three additional companies to the airport. They all brought employees with them. We were able to attract almost $10 million in grants. And then we had some wonderful local partners who helped us attract additional money to make it all possible. Greater Egypt Regional Planning Commission, First Southern Bank, and First Bank and Trust in Murfreesboro were great partners for us to make all this possible.
Why the airport for these people?
Consume
marijuana. They're not flying things. Well, there may be some seeds or something coming through the packaging. I mean, regular post or whatever, FedEx or whatever. But why the airport?
Well, the siting criteria that was contained in the law about 10 years ago required you to be so far away from churches and preschools and so forth. And when you drew the lines in Jackson County, they sort of ended up at the airport. And so we had three companies compete for that location, and IESO is the successful company that was awarded by the state. And so we struck a long-term arrangement with us. They have expanded twice now. They're on the verge of tripling their capacity and their building size out there.
Which is interesting because they were only working at like one-third capacity when I visited there with State Representative David Severin. Really filled up.
They really have. That place is amazing.
I guess it's all about demand.
It could be. And, of course, there's tremendous demand in the state of Illinois for the product. And they're responding to that with these really huge plans that will also increase the amount of employees at the field.
All right. So one of the other ones that I find interesting, and this is, I think it's from me spending so much time with my dad flying, is he would avoid bars in airports. You know what I mean? He was the pilot.
Sure.
He didn't drink anyway, but still it was a matter of principle and all that. And some people may see that as a conflict. When really it's about growth. And I guess you have a very rare honor being the first airport with its own beer brewed on premises.
Yes, we have an aviation.
General aviation.
Yeah, we have an aviation-themed beer that's actually being brewed on the field. There's an entire brew house on the field. And they've ramped up the first beer for everybody to try. It's really quite good.
Wheels Up.
Wheels Up, yeah. Wheels Up IPA. It's available at the bar. We have a wonderful partnership with St. Nicholas Brewing Company. They employ almost 20 people at the field right now, and they're looking for 10 more as we get into patio season. We have a beautiful patio that sits right on the aircraft ramp.
So your airport has become a destination restaurant location.
It's unbelievable how many people have come to the field that would otherwise not have. all because of the St. Nicholas brewery out there. And
do they serve food?
Oh, they got a wonderful menu.
Well, that would explain. Ron just texted me. He says, Tom, the new restaurant at the airport is great. And I think that might be what he's talking about, Ron, here on the New York Mountain Text Line.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were just packed over the weekend. And as we get into milder weather, the patio will open back up again. And folks just have a wonderful time out there as airplanes just go taxiing right on by them.
I, of course, love that part, too. The airport, you have the obligatory room, lobby, where people wait to take on, take off. Even if it's a small general aviation airport, you have large picture windows that look out. Uh-huh. I enjoy that. I don't know if everybody does, but I've got a feeling that I've seen the same phenomenon at Veterans Airport, so I'm assuming it's pretty universal.
I think everybody enjoys watching airplanes take off. Maybe I'm just a geek in that area.
We'll be geeks together. All right, so if I tried to split the airport into two columns, aviation businesses and non-aviation businesses, what would those two columns look like?
Well, on the non-aviation side, we have the National Guard, we have IESO, the medical and recreational manufacturer. We have Yates Awning Company, which manufactures and rebuilds awnings all over the tri-state area. It's a great little company, and they're growing, and we've added on to their building. We've got a large solar farm that occupies 14 acres. That was an investment, again, by a Chicago company, almost $4 million. And then we have a huge cadre of businesses on the aviation side, including these new companies I mentioned, which are Enhanced Aero. They're a product of the university. A bunch of university students have organized that.
What are they making?
They're an avionics maintenance and repair firm. They're also a flight training firm, and they have 17 employees right now, and they're adding five more. These are highly skilled, well-paid individuals, and we're so proud of them because they're products of the university. And then down the street from them.
And by the way, there's people in general aviation who like their parts to work, their altimeters.
Absolutely.
And on the list goes.
Yeah.
Having had some experience with that, just having that here for general aviation in general is a big accomplishment, to have something that big in such a small section of rural America.
Yeah.
Is it because of location, location, location?
I think it has something to do with it.
I mean, you're right in the heart of the Midwest.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And you've got the large population centers nearby. Their business attracts in airplane owners from long distances. When you spend the kind of money you do on aircraft repairs, you're willing to fly for that service. And so they'll attract in companies and individuals from as far as 100 miles away just to get their service. In fact, they recently landed an Australian airline here that they do work on. And the airplanes are coming out of South America. They're doing work on them here, and then they fly over to Australia to be implemented in their airline.
That is totally against the national trend where major airlines fly their planes to other places other than the continental United States and have the repair done somewhere else and then fly it back. Mm-hmm. So you're bucking a trend.
Yeah, we love it, and they've got a contract that might attract an additional 10 aircraft in here for that airline. But then they do work on all kinds of aircraft, and that's expensive work. And as a result, they're the owners within 100 or 200 mile radius shop that service, and they're willing to fly into our airport to receive that from Enhanced Aero. And then further down the street from that, we have this wonderful company called Code One Aviation.
He called it down the street. That was interesting, like you got your own town.
Yeah, it sure feels like. It's almost like a city out there right now. But we have Code One Aviation, which, again, has SIU graduates as the leadership of that organization. And they do work on vintage military aircraft, trainers and fighters from other countries that end up in the United States. And, in fact, one of their best
customers. For recreational? For experimental?
They're actually three different customers. There's the rich guys and gals who just need another toy. And
I got a Mustang, and let's go, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've already got the cars, the fancy cars. Let's get an airplane. And then the second customer would be the air show performers, and they bring their birds in here to get fixed. And then the third customer is Department of Defense, and they have airplanes in here to do work on them. And then they do dogfighting and play war with our troops for practice purposes. But one of their best customers is actually Gerald Isaacman, who's the astronaut on SpaceX, and he brings his airplanes in here. He bought four of them. He's a billionaire in the 30s, and he brought his airplanes in here for Code One to work on because he loves their work. And it's a really fascinating place to take people through. And then finally, our newest company is Crucial MRO. They're a St. Louis, Columbus, Ohio-based company, and they've decided to set up shop here. They're planning to move all their St. Louis operations here as soon as we can build another building for them. And they have 45 employees now, and they do work, maintenance, repair, and overhaul work on airline-size aircraft. So we've got NASCAR had their airplanes in here, Contour Airlines, which will start service soon, and Veterans. They bring all their airplanes through here for heavy maintenance work. And then we have nine airplanes on the field from Mesa Airlines, which partners with United, and they'll be doing work on their airplanes.
And I think when I saw the last figure, which was old, was 75 general aviation aircraft are housed at your airport to boot.
Yeah, and then the FAA doesn't consider airline airplanes to be based anywhere, so the fact that we've got probably a dozen of those on the field and we have the military aircraft on the field don't count towards that based aircraft count. So if you actually look at all the, if you opened up all the hangars, you'd probably see closer to 200 airplanes that are sitting out there.
Yeah, and an airport capable of landing a 757.
Easily. In fact, there's a celebrity that's thinking about bringing their airplane in here. I won't mention the name, but
I'm going with John Travolta.
It would be the largest airplane we've ever accepted in the past, and we did all the engineering calcs, and it looks like we can get that in here without any problem. So Crucial is working on trying to attract that customer in here as well.
Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens. Gary's a tremendous asset to the region. He is not allowed ever retire.
I love Will. He's one of my favorite people.
Right
too.
Up until now, and the not retiring part anywhere. So how many people work at the airport? See, this is the thing. Yeah. You know, why are you doing the airport when you're talking about big business in Southern Illinois? Mm-hmm. And I to be honest with you, I often look at this as really kind of guttural in some cases. What makes me say, wow? And every time I talk to you, I walk away with another wow, just like I will today. So wow me, because I think when you look, one of the original economic impact statements placed your economic impact at $13.8 million to me, which sounds low, especially because that figure was derived at a 1.7 multiplier, mm-hmm. or people, as a rule, use 4 and 7.
Right.
I think your economic impact, just from what you and I have talked about, $13.8 million sounds very low, but I didn't know that was an old study. So yeah. How many people work here, work on somewhere behind the fence, somewhere within that 1,200 acres?
Absolutely. And let me start with the economic impact number. The state just completed one 3 years ago, and our economic impact is 10 times that figure now. It's $122 million. And we're the largest economic impact airport south of Springfield, Illinois. So we're huge from that perspective. And the reason for that is that the airport campus is 1,200 acres, it's 30 buildings, it's 20 different businesses, and it's 350 employees and growing. In fact, there's probably a search out right now for an additional 30 people just to work at the airport across these new businesses.
So at one point, you were running 273 flights in and out a day. Where do you think you are now?
Oh, last month we would hit 1,000 a day on several occasions. We finished calendar year 22 as the third busiest airport in the state. And that's going up against airports who have control towers apps that measure traffic 24 hours a day. Ours closes at 9 o'clock at night, and we're not allowed to count any traffic after 9. So the fact that we finished third and we have to let go of all this traffic that happens after 9 means that we're even busier than that. But only O'Hare and Midway are busier than we are in the state.
You know, that's the wow. Mm-hmm. Right, isn't it?
And there's 85 airports, so that's a big number.
All right, so how much of that do you attribute to SIU students?
Oh, without a doubt, there'd be 80%, if not higher, that's attributed to them. And we're fine with that. You know, American Airlines dominates Charlotte, and if not for American, Charlotte would be a quiet place. And we're just fine with the university being the largest player at the field. In fact, we love our university. They've been partners with us for over 65 years now, and they have 800 students to come to the airport every day to study automotive and aviation technology and flight and management, and they are a huge presence at the field, and we have a wonderful partnership with them.
Yeah, a synergy that's gone on for a long time.
Very long time.
George, Gary Schaefer is joining us this morning, manager of Southern Illinois Airport. Before I let you go, we're doing big business in Southern Illinois. Tomorrow, Aaron Chris, the operations manager of Intertape Polymer Group, is going to be in. Todd Goodman, he knows a few things about planes flying these pet food from out of Marion all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, with you, you already have this incredible arc, trajectory, I guess is the word I should use for us when we're talking about planes.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Because you have a lot of things cooking. You have a lot of things on the stove. So what should I be looking for at the Southern Illinois Airport in the months and years to come when it comes to growth?
Yeah, so one of the important aspects of economic development is to work with the folks that you have on the field. And we're going to continue to try to support those companies and urge them to grow even further. So we're looking at plans now to add 3 more airplane hangars on the field that would allow them to grow further. We're looking at a 60,000-foot warehouse that would allow Crucial to move all of their businesses to Southern Illinois from both Columbus and St. Louis. And then we've been approached by several non-aviation businesses to locate at the airport to further develop that side of the airport. And those would include more solar farms, more electric battery storage facilities. We're looking at a transit company that wants to locate out there. And the state of Illinois actually wants to put an emergency operations center on the field. And so among all of those parties, you know, it's almost a full-time job just working on the development side of the airport.
Yeah. I was surprised when I did learn that this is not the first name the airport had.
That's correct. It started in 1946 as Myrdale Airport, obviously a combination of the two cities. And then in 1958, it was changed to Southern Illinois Airport to more reflect the sort of service area that the airport...
More regional aspect.
More regional, sure.
Right. What I find interesting is you have a hard time turning a page in any of a long list of publications or flipping your screen, however you want to look at it, where you see, we need more pilots. We need more steward tents. We need more maintenance. Aviation has a ceaseless demand for talent.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're coming here says something, I think. Because they apparently have found talent they can use and work with here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a demand for what you do every day, and we haven't reached. There's a lot of headroom left.
No doubt, Tom. And if it was possible to overnight meet that demand, you would see just explosive growth at the airport. But it takes time to hire instructors. It takes time to acquire more equipment and airplanes. And those are challenges that we face every day. However, there is so much demand right now. I've been in aviation almost 50 years, and I have never seen a period in time that has greater demand for both pilots, mechanics, and folks that work behind the scenes than I've seen at this time. So it's absolutely a wonderful time to get into aviation. And we encourage, you know, all of those in the region who are thinking about what to do for a living to give some thought to that.
If people wanted to see what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
how would they go about that?
Just reach out to me at my office. We give tours of the airport all the time. We do it we rent buses. We'll give tours in Greyhound buses and half-size buses. And we probably do I don't know, at least we did at least a dozen of them this fall with groups from all over the region, and we're just happy to show off the airport and both the aviation education side, which is the university, as well as what we call the industrial side of the airport. We'll show it all to them.
Gary Schaefer, he is with the manager of the Southern Illinois Airport. I really appreciate you starting your Monday and coming and joining us in the studio on your way to work today.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's a pleasure.